Good Thursday. Today is October the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm, where we talk a lot about the importance of exports. Oftentimes, we're talking about that in terms of our whole grains. Today, we're going to look at soy oil exports and what that demand is, especially as it relates to palm oil and the impact that has on the larger market. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, soybean oil's premium to palm oil may not be enough to discourage some exports, traders are finding. Now, arguably one of the most important factors for vegetable oil markets to monitor going forward is the price spread between soybean oil and palm oil. With soybean oil used in biofuel production set to soar in 25-26, there's no room for exports to see a repeat of last year's surge. It's the job of the market to ensure that that doesn't happen, and yet it doesn't seem to be too interested in fulfilling that obligation, focusing instead on EPA-related delays and getting that biofuel production ramped up. Now, if we take a look back in July, the USDA increased its estimate of biofuel production soy oil use a whopping 26.5% or 3.25 billion pounds, that for the 25-26 year, compared to what it was in 2024-25. Those levels now that represented an increase of 1.6 billion pounds for the 25-26 year, that from the June update, thanks to the passing of the budget bill that contains significant support for the industry. Now, due to limited supplies in 2025 and 26, estimates for soybean oil exports were cut by 1 billion pounds from the June report. Currently, 1.8 billion pound reductions are what we're talking about from 24 to 25, and it will now be up to the market to ensure exports do in fact remain negligible for the year to come, a repeat of that record-setting discount to palm oil that spurred the increase in 2024 and 25 exports. Now, from initial estimates of 600 million pounds to the current estimate of 2.5 billion pounds, they say that cannot be allowed to happen. Yet here we are with the peak optimism in July. The soybean oil premium to palm oil hit a high of $247.63 per metric ton. That's a level not seen since October of 2023. And that did choke off the interest in export sales, eventually resulting in the 2024-25 export estimate trimmed from 2.6 billion pounds to 2.5 billion. Now, traders turned their focus on infighting over the small refinery exemptions and delays to the EPA rules. The result was a break in soybean oil prices while palm oil remained firm and caused a decline in the spread just around the $50 per metric ton level. Given that, export interest has again picked up with the last weekly export sales report to be seen until the government shutdown ends. That was from the week that ended September 18th, showing the 2025-26 sales already reached 172 million pounds, and the marketing year did not even begin until October the 1st. With the current annual soybean oil export estimate standing at a mere 700 million pounds, having 24.6% of that already sold does suggest revisions higher are likely, especially when the market is encouraging them. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Well, thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions. We want to go back earlier in the week. We talked a little bit about New World Screwworm, and there's partnerships right now between the USDA and a multitude of entities that continue to be essential in aggressively putting forward efforts to keep that threat to our nation's livestock out of the country. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
With the approach of New World Screwworm, now closer to our nation's southern border.
That is in Nuevo León. It was made known to us on September 21st, and we have boots on the ground in Mexico, determining exactly what happened there.
Animal health officials, like Agriculture Department Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stump, acknowledge an already aggressive approach by our country to protect our border and our nation's livestock from potential NWS cases must be accelerated, with partnerships on multiple levels essential. there are joint U.S.-Mexico efforts.
In being partners with them in eradication to protect the U.S. southern border, we have to enhance that U.S. oversight and surveillance. We've got to get better case reporting, lock down that animal movement that's happening in Mexico to prevent further spread, providing traps and lures for screwworms so we really have an accurate assessment of where the pest is. We're doing proactive trapping in areas where we know it is not yet.
There is also a long-standing partnership between the U.S. and Panama.
That is a commission with U.S. and Panama on a sterile fly production facility and center of excellence that we call COPEG in Panama. And that today produces sterile flies that are utilized in keeping this pest at bay.
USDA is the lead agency among several in the federal government addressing New World screwworm prevention and eradication, such as Customs and Border Protection.
Department of Interior, when you're thinking about this pest, there are different pesticides that are regulated by EPA that would need to be utilized. There are also drugs that are effective in treatment against the screwworm. Those are regulated by FDA's Center for Veterinary Medicine. We are working hand in hand with a number of different agencies to make sure that we are prepared if there were to be a domestic incursion, that the tools that we would need to have in our toolbox are already ready to go.
Collaboration in NWS efforts also include
the partnerships with the states, our industry partners, and the public as well.
In coordinated activities that go beyond prevention, education, particularly the public of what to look out for regarding New World screwworm, is important, according to the Deputy Undersecretary. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.